Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I forgot to play the legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation, but that's all right. And I think it just came in, so that's all right. I think we'll play that. I'll save that one for the 8 o'clock hour of the show, because I know our friends in the Flathead, Great Falls, and elsewhere are going to want to hear that as well. The title of this week's legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation is A Legal Analysis of CI 128. This is going to be a good one because I've seen a little bit of what constitutional law professor Rob Nadelson had to say about CI 128, that radical no limits abortion measure that they're pushing on the ballot this November here in Montana. So, yeah, we'll get to that here later in the morning. George Blackard, happy Freedom Friday to you. Man, I was in Livingston doing the show a couple Fridays ago, and then I was out last Friday. So I've missed you 2 weeks in a row now, but great to be with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be back. It's a great day. I'm on the road, so I'm calling in. I'm down in the great border state of Texas and just taking a little time, having some fun. So I appreciate you letting me call in.
Hey, you're still in the free state of Texas, so I think that's relevant for a Freedom Friday. Although you could call in from behind enemy lines if you ever end up in a blue state traveling as well.
Well, you know, let's just put me there and we'll get her done.
Man, I really enjoyed, you know, I was out on vacation for a few days, and when I was traveling back from vacation, I downloaded a few of the Montana Talks podcasts, and I definitely had to listen in on Freedom Friday. So I caught up on Freedom Friday through the podcast and really enjoyed listening to you and David and your conversation with Attorney General Austin Knutson. It was a great conversation, and that whole story about, you know, speaking of being in a border state. We're all border states now, but, you know, these Narcan, these naloxone kits that Attorney General Austin Knutson gave out to these schools here in Montana, that shows you just how bad this wide open southern border is.
Absolutely. You know, it is a serious problem on so many different levels. And I was talking to someone here, and they have those Narcan kits in the schools here as well. But it was interesting that one of the students said, well, I didn't know where they were until one teacher finally answered that question. None of the other teachers had said anything about it. So, you know, it's interesting that we're going to have to get everybody involved and everybody on board with this. If you've got them in the schools, then that should just be common sense that everybody knows where they are.
Yeah. And in fact, even before this big announcement, this expansion was announced by Attorney General Austin Knutson, I can't remember which school I was at, but my daughter had a volleyball game at one of the, you know, the area schools. And I noticed that they had the Narcan kit, just like you'd see a first aid kit or a fire extinguisher. There was a Narcan kit right there, and it was in like a middle school. I can't remember if we were out in Huntley or if it was out of Elder Grove where we were at for that game, but they were there, and there's more of them in the schools across Montana right now. All right, Freedom Friday with George Blackard. We'll pick it up right after this news and weather break right here on Montana Talks.
Military matters.
When former President Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, the IAEA lost the ability to have inspectors on site monitoring Iran's nuclear program. The deal, negotiated by the Obama administration, removed the key elements needed to create a bomb and prolonged Iran's breakout time from 2 to 3 months to 1 year. A new analysis by the Institute for Science and International Security of the most recent IAEA quarterly report warns that, according to the IAEA, Iran has accumulated enough weapons-grade uranium to produce 9 nuclear weapons in 1 month, 12 in 2 months, and 15 nuclear bombs in 5 months. The UN nuclear watchdog found that as of August 17th, Iran has more than 363 pounds of uranium enriched up to 60%, an increase of nearly 50 pounds since May. It is the only non-nuclear weapon state to accumulate this much highly enriched uranium. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. Isolated showers continuing early on, with occasional sunshine developing, high of 74. Tonight, clear, low near 49. Lots of sunshine on Saturday, high of 82. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 50. High of 86 on Sunday, lots of sunshine, high of 83 on Monday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Lorelai.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I always wonder, where do we start on Freedom Friday? Because, we can talk with George Blackard about anything. That's what's always so great about having George on this show. Maybe let's start with a couple of our messages that came in on the Montana Talks app. George, I don't know if you were able to listen in on the 6 o'clock hour of the show, but we had a phone call from Jan in Bozeman. Great phone call from Jan in Bozeman, talking about, the drug cartels and the fake phony ads by John Tester and so much more. Jay in Billings sent us this. Just a reminder of the fact there is a thin blue line fighting back against the John Tester allowed cartels, that John Tester has invited these thugs to live next door to us, makes him culpable in their crimes against our children. Every kidnapping, every assault, every egregious death, John Tester is an accomplice. No doubt, soon to be Senator Sheehy, Senator Daines, Representative Zinke, and soon to be Representative Downing will join us, the warrior class rednecks of flyover country, in rounding up these illegals and removing them from Montana. I propose they await their deportation on John Tester's farm. John can feed and house them on his dime. I will donate a few MREs to help him. George, I love that line there about the warrior class. I think more and more Americans are embracing this concept of the warrior class and the warrior mentality, and we're not going to take it anymore.
Well, they need to, because people need to get involved. Warriors are involved. They need to get involved. They need to be educated, and they need to get vocal. And that's what it's going to take. We can no longer sit around and ignore these things that are going on. And that's everybody's going to have to get active.
And that kind of ties in with a message that we got from one of our listeners in the Flathead. So I went off on a rant in the 6 o'clock hour about how, you've seen Tim Sheehy's campaign signs or one of his T-shirts. And on the back and on the campaign sign, it says American Warrior. That's not just some poll-tested, focus group-inspired message. It's a fact. The guy is a freaking warrior, like so many of our fellow veterans. And so the liberal media is just beside themselves. Why won't he just apologize? Because he's a freaking warrior. He's got nothing to apologize for. And you know what? Yeah, he's not going to be one of these pandering politicians that will go grovel and kiss your ring. He's an American warrior. And they just don't get it. They don't get it.
Warriors take ownership of their country, and that's what everybody's going to need to do, because you need to start taking ownership and realizing this country is yours. You own a piece of this country because you were born here. You're a member, a citizen of this country, and people need to start acting like that and not allowing people like John Tester and these other politicians in the Democrat Party to diminish what our country is. And by letting all these people in, and have no doubt they're doing this for votes. That's the only reason they're bringing these people here, is for votes. And that makes it even worse.
Yeah, exactly. But this was the message from our listener in the Flathead. Good morning, Aaron. I hope Tim Sheehy understands to never apologize to the grievance mob. It won't change a thing. They will simply move on to the next attack. That was a great message from Sleepy in the Flathead. And George, your point about the warrior class, and look, this is our country. Act like it. Man, I've been so, one of the things that I've just been so inspired by in the last 3 years in particular is these warrior moms. These warrior moms and these warrior grandmoms who have been the warriors. I can't tell you, as I've been traveling the state of Montana, how many of the women are the ones that you know, their husbands have kind of been kicking back and, you know, I don't really do politics. So I just watch football. And the women are the warriors. The women are the ones who are saying, you're not going to do this to our kids. You're not going to do this to our schools. You're not going to lock us out of our grandkids' sporting events. And so just hats off to the women warriors out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can kind of look at this country as their house. They wouldn't let that happen in their house. They're not going to let it happen in this country. In fact, I saw a very, very good friend of mine yesterday. She's early 80s, and she was wearing a T-shirt that had a flag on it, and above it, it said, Lions, not Lambs.
That's
so
great.
It just fits right in with what you're saying.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it was funny. I noticed that when I was in downtown Bozeman. The day of the Trump rally, most of the people attending the Trump rally were up at the Trump rally. They were in line to get into the Trump rally. But there was still, I mean, there were so many people that were lined up, that there was still a bunch of people that were walking downtown. Maybe they had, you know, ticketed passes to get in or whatever. But anyway, but it was funny. If a woman had an American flag on her T-shirt and you started talking with her, She was going to be on our side. She was going to have similar beliefs that you and I have. You know, it was just like you weren't going to find a woman walking down Main Street Bozeman that had an American flag shirt on and say, oh, no, I'm for Kamala and John Tester. And it's like,
no,
you knew who they were voting for, you know?
Oh, you are right, because, you know, it's important not to forget that so many of these liberals and Democrats are against our flag. They want to change our flag. They want to change our national anthem. They're triggered by seeing flags. How many times have we seen that in the news?
Oh, yeah.
You're absolutely right, Aaron. But the left, they hate all these symbols of freedom, and they let you know it.
Yeah, I saw a great meme with cowboy boots. You won't see these boots stomping on the American flag.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
This week, Potomac, Montana rancher Justin Iverson is joining the U.S. Meat Export Federation on a trade mission to Japan. Iverson is representing the Montana Beef Council on the trade mission.
The Japanese consumer is very driven by quality and taste, and they absolutely highly value grain-finished beef. They are not interested in grass-finished. They can get that from Australia if they want, but they actually prefer very high-end grain-finished. They like the eating quality, they like the texture, they like the eating experience. And so they want to know how we are finishing our cattle, how we are selecting our genetics, how we raise them on the ground. They wanted to see pictures of our ranches. Somewhat interested in sustainability. That's a little bit less for them. They are very concerned about the environment. They want to know that we're healthy and we're safe. But they know that the American producer has very high quality and very high standards for environmental care. And so it's not the biggest driver for them. It really comes down to the eating experience.
Iverson emphasized the economic impact of beef exports, with Japan being a top market, exporting premium cuts like strip loin, short ribs, and other products like beef tongue and others that aren't desirable in the United States, help American producers maximize profits by adding nearly $400 in carcass value. The trade mission concludes this weekend. I'm Lane Nordland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I know George has a couple of Freedom Friday specific stories for us here. Freedom Friday is a great opportunity not just to talk about the news of the day, but also, you know, share some important updates or feel good stories as well, especially when it comes to, you know, military, veterans, first responders, law enforcement, etc. So definitely want to get to a couple of stories that George has racked and stacked for us here this morning. George, first, though, I meant to talk about this in the 6 o'clock hour, but just ran out of time. You know how that goes. So the New York Times published a list. Crowd size estimates at Trump's and Harris's campaign events. So they were trying to make it look like Kamala Harris somehow gets, you know, similar numbers that Donald Trump gets at his rallies, which is just absurd on its face. For Bozeman, Montana, Friday, August 9th, the New York Times says 4,300 people were at the Brick Breeden Field House. There was more than that outside of the Brick Breeden Field House that couldn't even make it in to the packed Brick Breeden Field House. But the New York Times, you know, the paper of record, I guess, right?
Well, we know that they print all kinds of nonsense in there. And the interesting thing is they're constantly proven incorrect. You know, they never correct those things. Or if they do, it's so far back that you never hear about it. But yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. They've been doing that forever.
Yeah, that's right. Ryan Zinke, Western District Congressman, sent that out via X and says, hey, New York Times, the field house in Bozeman seats 8,400 plus. Every seat was full, and we had people in chairs and standing room on the floor and bleachers on the end. And then I think he talked about the thousands that were also outside of that event as well. All right, George, you know, I was just thinking about this when I went to fill up my coffee during the break. I mean, it's great that you're on the phone lines with us, but I'm kind of sad that you're not in studio with us here on this Freedom Friday, because when you're in studio, your fans, like, they like send us proof donuts. They send us these proof donuts, elk sausage breakfast burritos. We get Americanos delivered to the studio, but George isn't in studio today, so I don't get all the freebies today.
Yeah, we're out of luck on that today, but I tell you, those proof people, they're getting used to coming up there to the studio.
Yeah, that's right. I thought about that, too, because Representative Jody Etchart, she's been, you know, showing up at schools, passing out free donuts and talking issues with folks and more. Well, what are the two Freedom Friday specific stories you got for us today?
Well, I have three. One of them, real quick, I'll be brief, is there is a push to house illegal immigrants in a building just at Gettysburg. It was an old orphanage, and it's a historic building, and they want to house up to 1,000 immigrants in this building, which is just flies in the face of everything. It really angers me, because we've seen time and again, everywhere they house these people, they just destroy the place that they're in. They put them up in posh hotels. You know, there are hotels in New York that they just shut down to regular hotel type business because the government is paying them so much. It's more profitable to have these migrants move into their hotel and destroy it than it is to just rent rooms. So there's a lot going on with this that is just not right. But now they're going a step too far. They're going to put them in historic buildings.
Well,
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Well, and that reminds me, because there was a story about a year or so ago when we first got wind that something like this would happen. In fact, I did a story on our Montana Talks website about how Caden just asked me a quick question. Yeah, Caden, just roll the Fox News update like normal. But anyway, Caden doing a great job filling in for our producer, Travis. Travis is out moving cows today, by the way, so I hope he's having fun out there.
That's a Montana thing.
That's right. Taking vacation to go work on the ranch. That's Montana for you. And that's Travis. He's such a good, hardworking kid. Oh, but back to the story. Yeah, about a year ago, I think it was, I did a story on our Montana Talks website about how the Biden-Harris administration, the Biden-Harris tester regime was housing illegal aliens on national park land. So here's these Democrats who clutch their pearls about public lands, and they're taking your public lands and putting illegal aliens and housing them on your public lands. I mean, give me a break. And yet they want to lecture us about public lands?
It's insane. The hypocrisy with the left is never ending. You know, I tell you what, Aaron, on this trip, I had the opportunity to stop by one of our national parks, and it was so cool.
Means of spying and sabotage.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
I had to joke. George, I couldn't resist. I had to joke with you there for a second. You talked about visiting a national treasure down in Texas. Was it a Buc-ee's? I guess those Buc-ee's stores are really popular down there.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because I'm going to one after I get off the radio. I got to wash my car, and I hear they have the greatest car wash on the planet.
Really?
At Buc-ee's.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, give us a full report. I want photos. I want Instagram reels and more that we can share on the Montana Talks website.
I'll do it. I'll do it. That'd be great. So, you know, I visited Devil's Tower.
Oh, yeah.
I went there. I pulled up to the booth, and I said, you know, I'm a veteran. Do I understand maybe I get a pass? She goes, yes, you do. She gave me a card, says military veteran on it, that's good at all national parks in the country. And, you know, people have heard me say it before, we got to quit asking for free stuff as veterans and only ask for the stuff that matters. And I still stand by that. But, you know, it felt really nice getting that card. And it was a great time. I really enjoyed that. And the park ranger was very kind, and it was a great experience.
Yeah, I got mine when I stopped in at the Little Bighorn Battlefield during a recent drop-in, actually it was when I was out at Crow Agency during that song and dance celebration. I thought, you know, I had a couple of the folks from Americans for Prosperity Montana with me. I said, hey, let's just go drive in there real fast, do a quick walkthrough, and we were heading over to the song and dance celebration, I think is what we were dropping in, but and so I had my little card, and it's kind of a cool deal. Yeah, I'm the type, I always ask if there's like a veteran or a military discount, but then if they don't have one, I'm like, hey, no, don't worry about it. I just ask because you never know, because at like, you know, like at Ace Hardware and places like that, you can get a good 10% discount. And so, especially when you're buying some bigger items, that can be a big deal. But I always like, if they don't have one, I'm like, no, do not feel judged. I'm sorry I asked. I just always ask because you never know if people got one, but I don't want people to feel like they have to do that, or because I've heard people that will complain, why don't you do this? And it's like, come on, man. Like, it was an honor to serve. I am so thankful that I had the opportunity to serve. And so we don't expect it, but it's certainly appreciated.
You know, that is so true. And I'm the world's worst at asking if they have that discount. If they have one and I know it, I might mention it. But I'm one of the worst at asking. But I tell you what, with this economy and the way things are now, 10%. Adds up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're everything is just sky high prices. I did notice one thing, Aaron. Gasoline, I paid under $3 a gallon. It was down at like $2.80 something, I think.
Was that in Wyoming? Where was that at?
No, that was, Oklahoma, I think it was.
Oklahoma, okay.
Nebraska.
Or Nebraska, okay.
It's much cheaper everywhere else. Of course, we know we have so many taxes on
fuel. Hold that thought. Yeah, a lot of state taxes on fuel, that's for sure.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
So the national political cycle is nearing its pre-election peak, and tax policies are exploding across news feeds. Most fall into two categories, tax giveaways to people we want to like us, and tax hits on the rich. How many would become laws unknown, but they all have something in common. They make our taxes even more complicated. We can thank our lucky stars that Montana's personal income taxes aren't as complex as the federal government's, yet it does make our lives harder. If the state truly wished to eliminate the administrative burden, it could tell us to simply send a fraction of our federally adjusted gross income to Helena. A political non-starter, certainly, but it wins on simplicity. None of the tax laws being talked about address the elephant in the room, and that is that federal government needs more money, even if much-needed reforms on the expenditure side happen. We've got interest payments on debt, military challenges from China, looming insolvency for Social Security. I'm Patrick Barkin.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. An increasing number of older adults are in debt during retirement, according to a Federal Reserve survey. If debt is straining your retirement budget or you're paying a high interest rate, a pay-it-off plan is critical. And there are some things you can do to make it happen, like picking up side work. You can supplement your retirement savings and Social Security benefits with part-time earnings, which can make your money go further. And consider moving or downsizing, since your home is usually one of your biggest expenses. You might be paying high property taxes, maintenance costs, and time your Social Security benefits. Taking them early might give you the income you need to get rid of your debt, but on the other hand, it may be better to wait. It's best to talk to a financial professional on this matter. And if you have equity in your home, you might be able to get a home equity loan or line of credit to help you consolidate or pay down higher interest debt. But really think about doing this, since an inability to keep up with these payments puts your home at risk of foreclosure. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Last week it was Larry Sabato. This week, the Cook Political Report moves the Montana Senate race from toss-up to leans Republican. Anyway, we got a chance to get the immediate reaction from Montana U.S. Senator Steve Daines, who now heads up the National Republican Senatorial Committee. More good news for pro-Trump Republicans in Montana with this critical U.S. Senate race. Full audio, download the Montana Talks app. Listen to Thursday, 6 o'clock hour.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Ouch. Man, I just checked social media during the break there, checked messages. By the way, I think we got some more messages that came in on our Montana Talks app to get to here this morning as well. But you've heard her call in before. She calls in. She's a great oil field spouse. Is that a good term to use? I just think it's a cool term. She's fighting for her country. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Reelected when she calls in from Eastern Montana. But she just shared this about a minute ago on X. PolitiFact, you know, the left-wing fact-check organization that's always biased to the left? Even the left-wing PolitiFact says that John Tester is lying on the topic of abortion. Let's see, what did PolitiFact say here? In the Montana Senate race, Democrat Senator John Tester claims his opponent, Republican Tim Sheehy, would let politicians like him ban abortion with no exceptions for rape or disable women's life and criminalize women. Politico rated these claims, and this is our PolitiFact, the left-wing PolitiFact, rated these claims by left-wing Senator John Tester as, quote, mostly false. That's pretty embarrassing when even the left-wing PolitiFact is calling John Tester basically a liar. I think that's very symbolic, and it shows how, you know, you've got these hospitals that before would never speak up and say anything to tick off an incumbent United States senator, and even they're willing to call John Tester a liar and call him out. To me, that is very, very symbolic here. Anyway, back to George Blackard, Freedom Friday. Oh, yeah, George, did you have a thought on that?
Well, you know, nothing I haven't already said. Every word that comes out of his mouth is a lie. Just watch his campaign commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's see. Let me do a couple of Montana Talks app messages in here. And then you got a couple more Freedom Friday specific stories. Mike in Bozeman says this: the illegal alien invasion could be solved in two simple steps. Go after the employers who are hiring them and go after the traffickers who are providing these people with fake Social Security numbers and funneling them to the employers. Problem solved. Take away their ability to make money, and most will go home on their own, and others will catch word and quit coming. The sad part, George, is that we have to get a different administration in power in Washington to enforce what that listener just referenced. Because, you know, right now, the Biden administration will sue you if you want to only hire American citizens, for example.
Right. Well, wasn't it Elon Musk they were going to sue for not hiring illegal aliens? It's insane that these people that are running this country in some of these cities are just nuts. But it's not good enough to punish the people that are hiring them. What about the cities like New York City that are giving them prepaid debit cards with thousands of dollars on there? It's not just the employers. It's the politicians and the government that is doing that.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Paul in Bozeman says, Aaron, in January, I hope I'll be able to go to Washington, D.C. to ask John Tester for something. A refill of my cup of coffee in a restaurant. Unfortunately, Paul, I don't know if he's ever waited tables. I know I did, but he will not be doing that. He is going to be living high on the hog as a Washington, D.C. K Street lobbyist. That's my prediction. But anyway, George, you had a couple Freedom Friday specific stories, a couple more for us, I think.
Well, I do, and I wanted to quickly mention on my way down, Aaron, I stopped in Oklahoma City and visited the site of the Oklahoma City bombing at the Murrah Federal Building there. And I tell you what, if you're ever in Oklahoma City or near, you should stop there because it is a beautiful, moving place. And they've done a great job with that. And that's something that a lot of people have forgotten about or weren't born, weren't around to experience, but definitely worth a stop there in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that would be something to check out one of these days for sure. I remember, you know, during my, you know, travels and some, you know, obviously military experience, you work a lot of interagency stuff as well. And I got to go to the FBI laboratory back at Quantico and they'll have, you know, they have mock-ups of what these various bombs look like, including what the Unabomber of Montana fame had used and everything, and it's just crazy. And when you see just some of the sick and twisted people that we've had out there. What was the other Freedom Friday specific story? I think it was a defense bill related story?
Yes, it is. So it's that time again where we have these defense spending bills coming through. And, you know, it's interesting, in this story at military.com, the headline is Defense Spending Bills See Unusually Large Surge in Unrequested Ads by Congress. And there's a picture of John Tester right there. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But to sum it up, members of Congress have added over $38 billion in 1,500 military research and procurement programs in fiscal year 2025, added $38 billion unrequested by the president dollars with 1,500 different programs. So it's getting insanely out of control. You know, and this is one that I remember. You know, we have Dealer Park there in Billings, right? Just a nice baseball facility.
Yeah.
John Tester put $350,000 into a defense spending bill to get that money for Dealer Park. And he knew he could do it because they weren't he knew it was going to get approved. And then he touts that he gave that money to Billings for this. But, you know, it's things like that that got us into the situation that we're in right now. But, you know, that's something you can read about over at military.com.
Interesting.
To be fair to
John Tester, I know you're probably going to spill your cup of Bucky's coffee this morning down there in Texas, but to be fair to John Tester, you know, former Republican Senator Conrad Burns got taxpayer money for what was then what Cobb Field, now known as Dealer Park. And so I don't think he used defense funding in order to do so, but he did get appropriations money for that baseball field, if I recall right. It was some version of federal funds, or did they use the land and water, the LWCF money? Anyway, my point is this. So to be fair, Republicans have done the same thing at the same ball field before, maybe not with defense dollars, but to also, again, not let John Tester off the hook. Remember, they criticized and they attacked Conrad Burns for that type of spending. And John Tester criticized Conrad Burns for bringing all this money back home to Montana. Look at the national debt now, you know, nearly $36 trillion. It was only $6 trillion back then.
Right. Well, don't get me wrong. They do all do it. And I'm against it on both sides. You know, I think this, you know, they like to go to Washington and then they come back. And when it's reelection time, they say, well, look at all this money I brought to Montana. And that's what gets us in trouble. Everybody's like, well, he's doing a great job. He's getting us lots of free money. But we all know there's no such thing as free money. It's taxpayer dollars. It's coming from us and everyone else. And, you know, that's what we've got to stop doing. We've got to stop letting these politicians pawn us into believing that they're doing us favors when they're really not. It's hurting us all. But we also have to be smart enough to stop asking for their help with every little thing that comes along. And because they're going to give it to you, but they're going to be taking money out of your pocket to fix that problem. So, you know, we got to keep an eye on that.
All right. Yeah. Let's see. We got about a minute before the next break. Clint in Bozeman, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, the thing that's on my mind is the 700 employees of the Stillwater Mining Outfit.
Amen.
Yeah, that's going to affect, I think, 1 in 5 more people.
Well, you're exactly right.
And what's going to happen there, boy, I'll tell you, the banks and the car dealers and everybody else that has financed these homes and cars and stuff like that, it's going to really hurt Montana. It's going to affect at least 35,000, 40,000 people.
All the way between Billings and Bozeman, families and economies are going to be impacted by this.
Well, that's right. And what's going to happen here, and then we got all the influx of all these immigrants here, like in Bozeman. I don't know about Billings, and we're funding them. What's going to happen to our own people?
What a great question. 700 workers at the Stillwater Mine being laid off. Clint, hold that thought. Thanks for the call. Back right after this.
Fox News commentary.
Actress Shailene Woodley is defending her decision to share a Melania Trump statement. I'm Tommy Lahren. We're next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's a tale as old as time. Hollywood celebrities can get away with about anything except for showing even the slightest bit of support for the Trump family. Just ask actress Shailene Woodley. On a press tour, she was asked by Bustle about the backlash she received after she dared to share a statement from former First Lady Melania Trump following the assassination attempt on her husband. Woodley, to her credit, did not apologize for it and instead said she reposted Melania's statement because she felt it was a, quote, beautiful message of human compassion. She also voiced her disgust over those her circle who celebrated the assassination attempt, reminding them, quote, have you forgotten that 2 human lives were taken? Good for her for bringing some decency to the Hollywood bubble, but frankly, she should never have been asked to defend her post. Back off and let the girl be her own person. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
We are your home solution.
a radio town hall meeting. Well, that's kind of what we do every day with Montana Talks. We're going to be taking your phone calls for the full hour on Friday's show, but we're also going to be joined by Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western Congressional District for our statewide radio town hall meeting. You get to jump in on the conversation. You get a chance to ask a question or throw a comment out to one of your members of Congress right here on my
45-9055.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, looks like Clinton Bozeman didn't stay on the phone line, but what an important point that Clinton Bozeman made there talking about this big news. And unfortunately, this is something that is not that much of it's shocking news, but it's not surprising news because Stillwater Mine a while back announced other layoffs, but 700 layoffs at Stillwater Mine. George, man, you know it. You've spent a lot of time in that Stillwater River country, and you know just how important that mine is, how incredible that mine is. We've all got friends and family that work there, and these are good jobs. These are high-paying jobs, and these are families that buy pickups that, you know, have good homes and contribute incredibly to the area economy. And, you know, people that will – that maybe they live in Billings, maybe they live in Park City, maybe they live in Columbus, maybe they live in Libby. Heck, maybe they live in Libby because, you know, liberal judges have shut down mining operations and blocked mining operations in Libby. So miners from Libby will drive down, work their shift, and then take their few days off and back home in Libby, right? And so just what a gut punch to the state.
Well, it really is. And it's, he was right, too, because this affects the bus companies that gave them rides out there, the gas stations, the restaurants, the bars. This affects a lot of people, and that's sad that's happening, but not surprising, as you said. You know, Aaron, I've got another story, one last one here that I wanted to share. There is a headline. It's, amid struggle to build submarines, Navy gives company running ads and website a $1 billion contract. So the Navy, they're paying this company called they have a website called buildsubmarines.com, and the company is called Blue Forge Alliance. The crazy thing about this is Blue Forge Alliance is less than 2 years old, and they are, they got it in a non-compete. Nobody else bid for this. So they're the only ones that applied for it, and they're the ones who got it. $1 billion contract from the Navy to promote building new submarines. It's just another example of the ridiculous nature and what's going on in Washington, D.C. You know, it used to be, and, you know, I could be wrong on this, but I know in some aspects I'm not. It used to be if there was one bidder, you had to wait until you had a second bidder. The government was a lot different. But nowadays, apparently, if you're the only one, then you get it without any questions asked. So it's just a wasteful spending type story again.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Military Times has a story how a sailor shortage is crippling ship maintenance at sea. A new GAO report just came out earlier this week talking about that. About a minute or so to go here. Hey, George, I wanted to tell our listeners, I think I shared this with you a while back when it was still in the idea development phase, but our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental are going to – they want to offer a free service to a veteran so our listeners can nominate a veteran. If anybody out there knows a veteran who's got, you know, a lot of problems with their teeth, you know, not just one or two missing teeth or bad teeth, but just a whole bunch of missing or failing teeth, they are offering – and this is a huge service –
full dental implants, free service to a veteran. They've got a committee that they're putting together to select that veteran. But our listeners right now can nominate a veteran for that. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com and you'll see the button to nominate a veteran. But a pretty cool deal that they're offering up there.
Oh, absolutely. That's great. I love hearing things like that. And they're a great community partner. That's cool.
Well, George, happy Freedom Friday to you. Have fun at Bucky's. Don't spend too much money in the gift shop while you're down there. And
hey, I'll send you a picture. You betcha.
All right. Join us in studio next week because I want your fans to send us coffee, donuts, elk sausage, breakfast burritos, and more. So, please come join us in studio.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Who has the right to possess a firearm? You do, most likely, unless you're here illegally. A 3-judge panel of the U.S. Fifth Circuit in New Orleans late last month ruled that laws prohibiting gun possession by illegal migrants were lawful, despite claims of Second Amendment protections. The ruling is the result of an appeal by Jose Paz Medina Cantu, who in 2022 was picked up by U.S. Border Patrol agents in Texas and charged not only with illegal entry, having been previously deported, but for possessing a handgun. And despite pleading guilty, he tried appealing the gun charge using the Bruin decision, saying there is no historical tradition in banning non-citizens from gun ownership. But a Trump-appointed appeals judge writes, the people, as referred to in the Second Amendment, does not include illegal aliens. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.